Good afternoon, everyone. So today I will be presenting the work that I did with Cassandra Porches over this summer on the new silica dust control methods and if they're still occurring on California construction sites. So let's begin. I have no relationships to disclose. So our project objectives were to describe the usage of silica dust control tools and methods since the adoption of Cal OSHA's regulation. Also, to identify barriers and enablers towards achieving greater usage. Also, to develop recommendations to increase usage, as well as to develop dust control educational DVD tool. So a little bit of background on silicosis. Silicosis is a disease most associated with the exposure of crystalline silica. A lot of construction sites are filled with dust-generating materials. Therefore, construction workers are most prevalent to developing silicosis and other airway diseases. More than 300 U.S. workers are exposed to silicosis and die each year. Silicosis can be found when there's an involvement of cutting, grinding, drilling, and mixing of products containing crystalline silica. Cal OSHA regulation was set to control dust generating operations on masonry and concrete materials using dust reduction systems. One way to reduce dust is by the application of water. Another way is by using local exhaust ventilations. So the way we gather our data was by interviewing, observing, taking video and photography. We visited 9 construction sites and 2 apprenticeship programs. We had a total of 31 surveys, which workers of totaled 17. And our results, barriers and enablers towards achieving greater usage. Our barriers, our union representative said, the tools don't always allow you to get in all the spaces where you need to do the work. And enablers, safety manager said, it's a trend towards safety. So the top advantage of using dust control tool was health and safety as the worker's number one advantage, standing at 52%. 30% said less dust, 18% said more productive. Now looking at limitations of using dust control tools amongst all audiences, 42% said limits of tool design, 21% said time consuming and slow production, 16% said bulky and heavy. So although we had a lot of successes within our project, we also had some challenges. For our project, we had limited access to construction sites. We were only able to visit union sites. There was not enough volunteers for the video due to them being shy and being afraid of losing their job if they said anything wrong. So now I would like to share with you our give back product that we created this summer. It's titled Don't Let Silica Dust You. And it's a short video. I'm going to stop it at 3 minutes just because it's a 10-minute video. So I just want a short video. So here it is. Thank you.
puedes causar silicosis y otras enfermedades del pulmón.
Silica, I know that is part of the, some of the country products, and it's actually just a saying called silica dome, because we think that saying just flies. Some of the dust is getting into our lungs, and a lot of times we're not aware of that.
Silicosis causes shortness of breath. When the lungs are scarred, the person starts to notice that they have trouble breathing, feeling like they don't get enough air. That can also cause a dry cough, a sensation of tightness in the chest, or chest pain. The most common occupations where we see silicosis are construction workers, miners, and workers in foundries. Chest x-ray shows tiny scarring of the lungs. In the lung fields, you can see that there's a whiteness to the left and the right side of the lungs. This person has shortness of breath when he walks upstairs or walks outside in his neighborhood for a couple blocks. He notices he can't get enough air. He has tightness in his chest pain, and cough. Unfortunately, this condition is permanent.
So that was 3 minutes. So a little recommendations for greater usage for the project are to educate property owners on the importance of dust control tools and methods, incorporate safety processes in pre-construction phase of project, greater enforcement of regulation, design and manufacturing of tool flexibility. So you're probably wondering what's happening after the OHIP program. So we were able to provide educational material to the union members, and we were also able to provide copies of the DVD. And just to highlight that the video has been a real big success, we were announced in the NIOSH e-newsletter as well as been posted on YouTube, and we had over 400 visits. So a little personal reflection of why I wanted to be involved with the OHIP program, because I believe a lot of times the workforce goes unnoticed. Our nation depends on jobs in order for people to have a roof over their heads. Therefore, it is important to keep in mind that funding for the OHIP programs and other projects continue to thrive in order to keep advocating for the people who work hard every day, for instance, the construction workers. I cannot be thankful enough for this great opportunity. I would like to acknowledge the following people and organizations: the Bricklayers, Local 3, and the Bay Area County Roofing Waterproofing Industries. Thank you so much for your time.